I saw him interviewed and heard about his organization, I just had to talk to him. He is co-founder and spokesperson and leader of the English Defense League, the EDL. And now, Tommy, why did you form the English Defense League?
We formed 4 years ago due to an inability by our government or our police forces to tackle radical Islam. There's a two-tier policing system, a two-tier funding system, which is developed in our country, where Islam is treated as a master race. And it was that lack of inability that we thought we had to do something, and that was to take to the streets. We've had no other option. So we started taking to the streets, and we've developed, and we've gone on from there over the past 4 years to become a large organisation to combat Islam, Sharia law, Islamist extremism, Muslim paedophile gangs, which we've got all over our news again today. The government have just accepted that there's actually been a conspiracy of silence between our religious leaders, our political leaders, and our police leaders to facilitate paedophile gangs operating, but due to political correctness. They were scared to arrest them because they were Pakistani Muslim men, and the victims were all young white English girls. And this is now getting, this is like an epidemic across our country, but obviously that's where we are now.
Tommy, what did the beheading of that innocent soldier who happened to be a hero at war but thought he was safe at home, what did that do for your organization?
Well, you see, for our organization, basically everything we've been saying and warning about, we made a video in 2010 with Lee Rigby's killer on the video, warning about Islamic extremism in our country that's not being tackled. And basically, a lot of people then, it gave us a platform where people could hear and hear what we're saying. And we've had media against us. We're up against the best-funded fascist ideology in the world. And they've been scaremongering and given us a bad reputation for 4 years. And once we were given that platform so people could hear what we're saying, everyone's like, they're right. Everything they're saying is right. And it's common sense. We're not asking for all Muslims to leave this country. We're just saying the ideology needs to reform. We want peace, but we haven't got peace. And it needs to be tackled. You're not going to tackle it by appeasing it or pretending the problem's not there or brushing it under the carpet like they've been doing in this country for 15 to 20 years through fear of being branded a racist. But obviously what happened to Lee Rigby touched this entire country. Because we feel so passionately for our troops. It was, and more so when you actually think that his family had that, the weight lifted off their shoulders once they know he's home from war zone. And to die then in that horrific way, and if our government accepted where he was butchered and murdered, he wasn't just killed. That's when they say killed. He was only identifiable by his dental records. So when you think about what they'd done to him in the streets of London, and where it happened was 7 miles away from one of the biggest Sharia zones in Europe. Now, our government need to accept that this is a war against militant Islam. Today, I don't know if you've seen on your news over there, there's just been 6 Muslims. I've just been to the court case. 6 Muslims have just been sentenced who were on their way to one of our demonstrations. They were caught with 2 shotguns, an IED, and an arsenal of machetes and knives. So what they've done to Lee...
They were going to come and try to kill you.
They were coming to kill us. They arrived late. They were there an hour and a half late after the demonstration. Now, they've just been sentenced to 19 years, where they will go into a prison system where they will radicalise more people. Nothing is being done within the prison system to tackle the radicalisation, which is spreading throughout the jails. We have 800 radicalised converts, many of them, English people and British people, coming out of prison every year, who we're then having to monitor 24 hours a day, waiting for them to do something. Now, these 6 people, what happened to Lee Rigby? They were going to do on a massive scale. They were going to drive in, and these are things which we've been trying to warn about and say it's out of control in this country. And I know I'm talking to listeners in America. It's 15 years behind. What's happening here is going to happen there. It's the same Islam, and don't get me wrong, there are great Muslims.
Tommy, you're right, because you saw what happened in Boston. Yeah, I mean, where are those guys? What have we done wrong for them? We gave these guys a great life. We're paying for their college. I mean, we gave this guy a scholarship and went to an elite high school, and they're mad at us for finding ways to build bombs and kill people who are running marathons?
This is the problem. Do you know what the problem is? I was doing an interview only 2 weeks ago with someone, and I spoke about the Boston bombing, and this is with a woman from media in Britain, and she said that was domestic. And in this country, BBC News and Sky News didn't mention once the word jihad or Muslim or Islam. So when they're reporting on what's happened in Boston, many people in this country are fooled to not actually knowing the true reasons why they carried out that attack. And that's what we're up against, is a media machine. which is actually changing the reasons as to why things are done and trying to... All we were told for days, as probably people were over there, they wanted it to be the far right. They wanted it to be someone else. And it's ludicrous and it's mad. And that's the same with this. No one dare, in this country, people dare even mention the word Muslim or Islam. And that's why when we've come along, we're just saying it how it is, a spade's a spade.